My name is Todd Marshall, and I wrote this poem last year for Humanities Washington's program, Bedtime Stories. They gave us the prompt, Things That Go Bump in the Night, and so a dreamscape seemed a likely route to follow. I've always been fascinated by myth and larger-than-life figures. This poem plays with the mythic vision of ourselves that we cultivate in the Northwest, great coffee drinkers, fly fishers, beer brewers, mushroom foragers, software makers, trendsetters, and so on, and also utters sincere longing at the divides, ideological and visionary, that split our state. If you can imagine the speaker as a Paul Bunyan figure in ratty flannel and fashionable Filson, with a well-oiled beard, numerous tattoos, and trendy shoes, then that might help you to hear this poem. Three Dreams from the East Side of the Mountains. Ask the swirling dirt rising in spirals from dusty furrows just outside of Ephrata, the 100,000 honking geese lifting from Moses Lake. Ask the coyote with a lame rear paw limping across four paved lanes. Ask the bull elk bugling in the meadow beside the road that climbs Mount Spokane in a curling corkscrew. Who can name every green shoot grown along the shores of I-90, the 26 types of wildflowers blossoming near Snoqualmie Pass, the 8 grizzlies left to roam lonely in the Salmo Priest? Who knows where the sternum of Kennewick Man lingers, shiny with longing for brother bones? Yes, I am friends with every rattler slithering the shores of the snake. I scrape Idaho mud from my soles on the August chin dribble that is Spokane Falls. When I bathe in Medical Lake, the healing I feel is a low-voltage swoon, muddy zap deep into my being that I bump to full charge by flossing with the guitar string cables strung from cement dams. The red bark of a ponderosa pine is the red of my buttocks after sliding down a steep crevasse of Mount Rainier. The slick white sheen gliding over Grand Coulee Dam stole its style from my combed back hair. I know the allure of mossy woodlands, rain-soaked bark, the call of Olympic peaks. I hear the mermaids of a Starbucks cup singing, but they will not sing to me. After spending 600,000 years sleeping in the snowy folds of Glacier Peak, letting the long valley of her icy legs numb me to a deep dumbness, I dreamed of endless cars flowing like salmon, and then flowing instead of salmon, replacing frenetic fish with moving metal that slowly, slowly stalled to a stop, stuck, clogged, a spawning run jammed, dammed, blocked, backed up for miles and miles. And I awoke with a sudden start and farted in a cloud that Bellevue dwellers still believe is romantic fog coming in off the sound. I used Baker as a butt scratcher, Mount St. Helens as a bidet, washed my feet one last time in the salty tides of Elliott Bay, and leapt into the slowly rolling bed of the Palouse for centuries of delicious rooting. And more, I crossed into Oregon and rubbed the beautiful blues, even flirted recklessly with Idaho, the sassy Seven Devils, locksaw like chocolate sauce on the tongue. And afterwards gave crabs from that disastrous mingling to the curvy flow of a long, long creek. My children are named Huckleberry, Arrowleaf, Colfax, Kettle, and Pesaton. Weaned from coffee, I French press Hanford dust with chunks of basalt for a better buzz. Sometimes I spy on my old home, sit in a wide clear cut, and watch with a daze the commuting brake lights and blinkers flicking, flicking, flicking on I-5, and wonder why the universe withholds deepest secrets. Love, wonder, creation, and how to yield. Why people cannot glide gracefully like eager fish, or hold in slow-moving traffic, calm and patient, rainbow trout behind a mid-river stone. I'll sit on Mount Si and slip into a daydream of gentle orcas arcing through air, nuzzling up to my chin, nibbling my beard, cleaning wax and worms from my ears, how they chew little critters into small bits that end up mulched into mussels and rich weed beds, duff on clattering crabs, and then, finally, the song sung from the smooth throats of shells strewn along the beach. Someone leaning the tense density of their whole irritated being into a horn blast. The Issaquah exit backed up for miles, will rudely rouse me from reverie, send me scuttling in three wide steps to Cannonball Lake Chelan, where I pee into the freezing water and generate six doctoral theses on the rising temperatures of that sexy cleft in the earth. Oh, grief. Oh, chainsaw. Oh, falling fur, the roar of fire scarring my beloved twisp. Oh, Canada, why do you always seem inconsolably sad? Oh, trampy Idaho, of you I have nothing good to say. I live for now far from the backed-up traffic, but I breathe and blossom with all of my state. Salmon spawniest, rain rainiest, wide desert dry as a flickering lizard's tongue. Oh, Washington, Washington, when I next sleep, I hope to dream of a whole you.